Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is a freshly baked Betty Crocker cake.
It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After.
KPNT FM HD2.
Collinsville, St. Louis.
That you say.
Going here. Wow, you've switched it up.
Billy Gilman joined this album.
Welcome back to TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour, friends. Timothy Michael McKernan. Jackson Bennett Burkett in for the vacationing Douglas Elvin Vaughn, the Plowhawk, and walking in is Ken Strode in the Horton Watkins Fox C6 Segment Studios is KG in O-Town, and you're welcome to participate in the show by texting the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox 314-881-TMA5 by calling in the Callier and Thompson phone lines 636-9004-TMA and emailing in for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email the day the morning after at InsideSTL.com, competing with our leaders right now, Shooter McGavin and the JV Golf Coach. For those of you just joining us, the Munganess St. Louis Acura, Munganess Burkhardt, 7 o'clock hour, focusing on the Cardinal weekend that was and the Masters. So if you go back and podcast, that's what you're going to find. Plus, Iggy with a huge win over Doug in the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown, and KG and O-Town's buddy winning the Millionaire Maker on DraftKings. Sweet Mother of Mercy.
I'm going for the slam this year.
This is your time.
I think it's the first year I've won the Masters. So I never had a shot at it. But
yeah, usually Doug does take the first major.
Yeah, I feel bad because the Masters is, there's so many good players, and you figure I can get a good team out of this, and just to have three of my players just suck.
I mean, this week, the way Friday was playing for the players was, it's impossible to predict something like that.
And again, like two of them were my highest priced players. Matsuyama, I thought would do much better than he did. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
It's my credo. Penny save, penny earned. Dear Deidre, I was so angry when I found out that my husband had befriended an older woman while working away that I started flirting with younger guys on dating apps. I'm not proud of myself, but I ended up sleeping with two of them. Yet when I told my husband, he found it to be a huge turn-on.
He was underneath, and I was underneath doing it with him.
And said he wanted to watch me having sex with one of the men I'd bedded. I don't know if that would be a simp. Is that a simp?
No.
Yeah, she cheated on him. He said, I want to watch.
Jackson, what would you call that?
That's just a man exploring his sexual fantasies.
So, I mean, you're close to kink shaming,
I mean,
but
no. Are we going to sit here and kink shame this gentleman because he likes to watch his wife with other men?
I'm not kink shaming. She was a simp.
No, it'd be a cuck.
I'd have said you're out.
A simp would be like he got her dry cleaning and isn't married.
I mean, Iggy, isn't this the literal definition of cuck?
Yes, and he's happy fart, and he wants to watch. He's going to get cucked again.
The problem started when my husband decamped to our static caravan on the South Coast. What in the hell did I just read?
Depart suddenly or secretly.
Okay. He was looking after a big work project near our caravan and said it made more sense for him to stay there for weeks at a time rather than come home to me and the children. Then I found out that he was spending a lot of time with an older woman who's in her late 40s and lives on the site. I was furious. I am 34 and my husband is 38. Our kids are 6 and 4. And that's when I started talking to younger guys I came across on the dating apps. My relationship with my husband was in tatters by the time his project had finished. He insisted he and this older woman had only become good friends, but I was convinced he'd cheated and wanted to hurt him. So I told him about my encounters, but his reaction's troubling to me. I want us to stay together, but I'm worried about the precedent it would set if I go ahead with a suggestion of having sex with another man right in front of him. Well, Deidre's got
something to look into.
Deidre's got some counsel on this. Before you go anywhere near entertaining his fantasy, you both need to work through the issues that caused him to possibly cheat and you to feel abandoned. If you don't address these, hurtling towards his sexual fantasy will at best provide a temporary distraction. You have children, and for their sake alone, it's worth trying to improve your communication and relationship. Your husband's fantasy is a type of voyeurism, getting pleasure from seeing someone else engaging in sexual activity. Although you say you are willing to do it for him, you clearly worry about the implications for your relationship long term. You can refuse to do this. Please do consider relationship counseling with a reputable therapist before agreeing to this risky sex. TavistockRelationships.org can help.
Yeah, they always do. I have a theory here.
What do you got?
I got a theory here. I think maybe this guy was dishonest and was with this older woman, and in a kind of all-in bet, let me, you know, splash the pot on it. When she comes up saying, I've had sex, a lot of people would say, or with other men, a lot of people would be like, oh, no, you've deceived me. What he saw was an opportunity to be like, I like that, taking her mind off the possibility he was doing some cheating.
Wow.
While he decamped.
Wow, and then fourth level.
Completely putting it on his head.
Tit for tat.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like, oh, you thought that I would be upset about this? Actually, I like it. And now you're not even thinking about this older woman. You're like, oh, my husband wants to be cucked. Completely throws the situation on its head.
Yeah, I think if you didn't do it, you just deny it. And if you did do it, you deny it anyway.
Clip now that off.
Tavistock needs to hire you.
Just deny.
If getting cucked is being cheated on and you find out your wife was cheating on you and it turns you on and want it to continue, are you really being cheated on? I think the desire to want to watch negates the previous cucking. That's from Hoosier Daddy.
Yeah, I think then we're getting into hot wifing territory.
Yeah, somebody sent that in, including a picture of... I don't know what this is. Here's a nice set. I guess it's just a woman's in her feet. I didn't know if this was like his wife. I don't know what's going on there. I don't think this is a cuck sitch now. This is now hot wife territory. And Dewey Oxberger writes, hot wife is a slang for a married woman who has sexual relationships outside of her marriage with the knowledge and consent of her husband who does not have affairs. Hot wifing is the act of carrying out such affairs. Iggy, thoughts, concerns?
Yeah, but we don't know if this guy cheated or not, so that would negate the hot wifing.
So if he would have cheated, it's not hot wifing.
Yeah.
So what is that then?
If he didn't cheat, he got cucked.
What if he did cheat?
Yeah. Maybe it is hot wifing. I don't know what this
definition game.
There's too many terms for all these things.
It seems like a hot
one. But I know your first orgasm was to the dude you were going to let take your virginity was reading Penthouse letters.
That was true.
Bring back Pepper and
she
Jeannie.
She almost wanted to cut him off.
Bring back Pepper and Jeannie.
Let him finish off.
No, she answered the question. She goes, you're right. It's true. That was Maitland Ward, I believe.
Is that the guy interview you guys got both a little bricked up for during?
Well, she got very, I think Iggy, after she told like a ASMR detailed story, he goes, wow, I'm turned on.
Well,
that's when we lost the interview at that point.
You go back and listen to that because I asked her about dirty talking and she
dirty. Is that what it was? Okay.
She dirty talked to me and I could probably use it.
Yeah, that is true. I'll send you over the file.
Could you do that? Yeah.
The grill, 111.
We can't play it on here, but it was, she dirty talked me.
All right.
And it turned me on. She's good at the dirty talk.
Oh, yeah, she got Iggy's Doppler very up.
It's always nice to have a little bullpen session before you get home.
Absolutely. Plowhawk, you said you thought the lead was the Battlehawks, but you went with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
But now we can talk about it. The Battlehawks win again and are now 2-1 on the season.
Are they at home?
They were on the road in San Antonio, and as you know, San Antonio was undefeated.
Battlehawks would be undefeated if it went for a 64-yard field.
That's exactly right. Nice. Now we got a little analysis going.
They drew 11,000 at that game yesterday.
Big crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch one solitary second of it.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Have fun on Balloon Party today.
It's fine, but like, I wish I was into it. I simply am not.
I'm watching the Masters. I'm not going to watch minor league football.
Did you watch the Dogs?
They play?
That's right. 1-0 over Austin.
1-0.
I guess I could have. I had Apple. No, I don't have the package, so I can't watch it.
This one was on network television.
Oh, was it?
As a matter of fact.
Didn't know.
The CW? MLS now?
That's where Liv would
Liv
be.
Liv had the week off, so maybe CW was open.
Let's see what we got. Producer Joe was thinking of you yesterday afternoon, as a matter of fact.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he sent me a text that the game is on network television so America's guest can watch this one.
America's guest.
You're wrong. I didn't watch it. I mean, the Masters is on.
I have no one to blame but myself. But Joe likes to send me when he likes bets. Does he do this with you? I feel like there's like a call sheet.
No.
And then for whatever reason, I'm like, then I'll take the advice as if he's just not like a guy who bets on overs and the teams he likes. Mm. And then I go and I'm like, okay, I bet I put like six little $25 bets on, I don't even know, like guys who are kind of random long shots on Friday morning, I think, to win. And a couple of them were live at Ludwig and Højgaard, Cam Davis, for that matter. It was live up until yesterday. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to lose $150 there. That sucks. And then Joe, out of nowhere, team total over 1.5 on City today. It was easily over a one-unit play or something like that. I'm like, okay, fine. Just because I'm going to be irritated by losing 150 on this, I'll go ahead and I'll cover that. I'll bet it to this. And I saw it was minus 160, and I'm like, oh, God, now I'm getting into, like, Biff land where I'm laying dumb odds on something I know nothing about. And I said, team total, it's minus 160. He goes, yeah, he said something. And I go, fine. And then I go and I fire a bet on that. I'm not even thinking about it. And then I go, yeah, I got money out on City. And then I go, oh, crap, it's scoreless at the half. And the next thing I know, I lose that too.
Way to go, Joe.
And that's the thing. I just sit there and I bitch about it to my wife. And she goes, well, you're the dumbass who did it. And I go, you're exactly right. This isn't Joe's fault. I mean, he sends me bets he likes all the time. But for whatever reason, yesterday, I actually did it. And then City wound up winning 1-0. And he said they needed the 3 points badly because it's been draw season for the Doggies. And he said as opposed to launching their usual counterattacks once they get up and teams then turn the ball over and then the dam breaks, they laid back. So that was the...
That was the excuse why he lost.
Joel Klaus is a nice finish, though.
Yeah. Why don't you just say they didn't score enough goals?
Well, that's confirmed. That is confirmed because now I owe my man some cash.
Oh, big win.
Hey, Tim, speaking of bets, did Ken ever pay you his pick six losses? That's from Harrison's brother, Master.
I have a feeling Prod Joe and betting would elicit or inspire some of these texts.
Hey, Tim, we live in Austin and went to the Battlehawks game in San Antonio yesterday. It was actually entertaining despite under 12,000 people being there. And FYI, the Alamo Dome makes the dome at America Center look like Jerry World. That's from the Austin ass hanky. Yeah, when I saw that yesterday, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's where Missouri and Chase Daniel went to war against Oklahoma in 2007 for the Big 12 championship. Building's been around, it feels like, for a while. But they had... lackluster crowd. But I think for the most part, the UFL gets lackluster crowds unless they're playing in downtown St. Louis.
Yeah, it's spring football, man. Like, it's just this they get plenty of football in the fall and winter. I personally can't get into it. I can't. Because also the league is 50-50 every single season if it's coming back.
Why does San Antonio have a football field?
They've been waiting for a pro team for some time now.
Yeah.
They built it for that.
It's a big enough city where you would host events like this or bowl games or hopefully a pro team one day. So having a
it was built in 93. I don't know if they were one of the cities that was live for expansion when St. Louis lost out to Jacksonville and Charlotte. I know Baltimore was.
I don't think so.
Memphis was. I don't recall San Antonio, but I mean, I'm going back 30 years here.
Yeah, Jerry Jones will never have the NFL.
I kind of agree with the plow.
He'll never allow that ever.
Yeah, and that's saying if Houston is enough, right?
I mean, he's fine. Like, Jerry Jones is fine throwing six teams in L.A. and 10 in Vegas, but like one more team in Texas, nah, not doing that. Nope, not a big enough state.
I don't want to go to the Battle Hawks game next week, and my tickets sold immediately when I put them up for what I paid. That's from Chairman Steve.
They get packed, man. I'm telling you. They sell
out. It's unbelievable. There were more than 40,000 people there last Saturday.
In that weak building, man. Oh, my God. Going back for that Memphis-Missouri game was so eye-opening on how bad it is.
Any stadium that still carries RC Cola, like, and then that also sells out, that team, that city deserves something.
I mean, you know, we all know the Dome sucks and so on and so forth, but, and it really kind of did from its inception. And if you don't think that that's the case, I would guess you probably just haven't been to a lot of NFL stadiums. It was outdated, unfortunately, when it opened. But with that all established, the phenomenon that is the Battle Hawks attendance in St. Louis versus other markets in the UFL, I would love to, you know, I don't know if it would happen or could happen, but how and why that is the case. You know, it certainly isn't the venue. I don't necessarily think people are like emotionally invested in the outcome of the game. I think people just want football. And I don't think, I mean, I still think there's a part of it that's, you know, screw Stan Kroenke, but we are kind of coming up on a decade. So, you know, why does St. Louis get four times as many fans as San Antonio? Why is it a you know, back page at Best Story in other UFL markets, and in St. Louis it gets 40,000 people? I don't know. I mean, there's something there.
I think it's because it's like a takeoff on the best fans in baseball with the Cardinals. They like to get notoriety for themselves. So when you start getting in the news, they drew 30,000, they drew 30,000, they drew 30,000. Look, we're great fans. Let's show them we can keep this up. So they all keep going just to...
That's what it is.
I think so. Just notoriety for themselves.
They're playing the long game.
Yeah, I don't know what else it could be. I mean, it's minor league football, and it's something to do, I guess, on a Saturday or Sunday.
Jackson, we do not get enough football in the fall and winter. Face it, football is a much more popular sport than the NBA BS. It's like another version of the WWE. That's from the Dover Soul.
What, like, this is great argument. Logic right here by the Dover Soul. At what point did I ever bring up the National Basketball Association? I did not at all. The numbers tell you that we get enough football in the fall and winter because the UFL is and XFL is in danger of being dissolved every single offseason. That's the proof is in the pudding there. I never once brought up basketball, but nice argument.
Football is a perfect amount how it is.
Jackson's exasperated
so
by that
dumb.
Text.
Like, it's better than the NBA. No one ever said it wasn't. Football does numbers in this country unlike...
Do you think the UFL is better than the NBA?
At what? It doesn't get better ratings. It's not more interesting.
Oh, they definitely market their player better.
Face it. Like, I was, like, denying that fact. Of course, football in this country does numbers... You
always bring up the NBA, you simp. That's from Dover Soul, and he's now been engaged.
Since when? When
Dover Soul, call in. Callier and Thompson phone lines. You guys can talk this through. Maybe Dover Soul replaces Mr. Siders in the fan page club championship.
He's going to bring weak stuff like that.
636-9004-TMA is how you can call in to this program, and we'll give you a moment to call in Dover Soul and talk it over. In the meantime, I would like to tell people about Ted Drews. Oh, my goodness. Spring is here, and that is the place to go. It's Ted Drews celebrating their 95th year in business. A St. Louis tradition since 1929. Ted Drews, frozen custard on Chippewa, open for its 95th season. I got to get there, and I got to get there stat.
I bet they were 20 deep on Saturday night, probably.
Oh, with the quality of the weather. Oh. I mean, it was just perfection. Coming up on Thursday, April 25th, I will be there. They are celebrating their 95th anniversary on Thursday, April 25th, from 3 to 7 p.m. And in celebration, they're gearing up for an afternoon of fun, flavor, and fond memories at the Chippewa location on Thursday, April 25th. Here's what you can expect. 95-cent cones in honor of 95 years in business. Local food. Guests will be treated to complimentary snacks from local favorites.
including Donut Drive-In, Old Vienna Chips, Gus's Pretzels, and Steve's Hot Dogs. Family-friendly activities for the entire family to enjoy, including music, face painting, and Fredbird. And community support. Ted Drews reaffirms its commitment to the St. Louis community by donating a portion of custard sales to three local charities, the Cardinal Glenn and Children's Foundation, St. Louis Area Food Bank, and Stray Rescue of St. Louis. Don't miss out on this unforgettable celebration. Join Ted Drews at 6726 Chippewa from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 25th. And I look forward to taking my family there for a part of the festivities on Thursday, April 25th. It is Ted Drews. And think about that. Hey, my goodness. I don't know. Anybody have allergies on the dais outside of me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bill.
Dust.
They were bad this weekend.
Dust gets me bad.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Was it not? God almighty. But that is because we are really in the midst of spring, and if you are working with Green Envy, your lawn probably looks incredible. Doug and I are both clients of Green Envy. They've been in business in St. Louis for over a decade. They use products that are formulated for the Missouri and Illinois soil, weather conditions, and turf types, so it's not a national generic cheap ineffective product. We got a bunch of rain last week, and so, man, it is noticeable. Spring weeds will explode when temperatures warm up. You've seen this around St. Louis at this time of year. So now is the time to get ahead of it. And once you are a Green Envy customer, there is no charge for service calls for weed touch-up and or reapplying weed control for Green Envy customers. How do you become a Green Envy customer? 636-757-1600. That's 636-757-1600. Get that lawn looking incredible for the 2024 warm weather months with Green Envy. Text into the program. Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty text inbox, 314-881-TMA5. Call in like Dover Soul is. It's 636-9004-TMA, Callier and Thompson phone lines. And email in for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email the day, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. Do advertisers have to pay more for Strode interrupting live reads by clearing his throat directly into the microphone and then lip smacking all over it? That's from the old Appleton stepdad out there. Beautiful morning to have some country time lemonade on the front porch in old Appleton.
Nothing. Yeah.
Go ahead, get out there and sit on your porch. Yep.
Who's gonna go?
I can't comment on these people. It's the same thing every day,
just
man.
Torched them.
Yeah, that was no burn there. I don't know what to say to them anymore. There's nothing I say. They keep coming back.
I think the doggies are a reason for the Hoosiers to get together. Get subtitle drunk on cheap Bush Light and yell at something other than their wives on a Saturday. That's from the little Dutch boy.
What's is subtitle drunk where you get so hammered that you need closed captioning so people understand what you say? I've been there.
Is that what the doggies are known for? I didn't think that was real. I don't feel like there's a whole lot of overlap. Now, this is strictly feeling. This is not research-based on passionate Battlehawks fans and passionate doggies fans. I'm sure there's overlap, but I don't think it's like a lot. I think it's a different, for the most part, different demographic.
I think fans of the doggies, for the most part, by and large, go to the game because they truly enjoy the product. They enjoy the atmosphere around it. I think people going to Battlehawks games, for the most part, this is not a blanket statement, go because the tickets are fairly inexpensive and it's an excuse to tailgate and have some drinks with your friends and watch some football.
Whereas I agree with that totally.
The dogs are an actual more so a byproduct of what they're putting on the field, and the MLS, while it is probably touching the top 10 leagues in the world, is the best league we have in America. The UFL is not the best football league in America.
Yeah, the soccer, I mean, it's a better stadium. It's, I think, a better atmosphere. A lot of people wearing the kits. So you're fairly dressed up with the kits and the scarf if you're doing that. Hey, you go to a football game, they're all wearing costumes. And
I'll tell you one thing about Ohio Hawks. Condone it's the saving of the seats. Now, I don't have scarves, so maybe they do their 2X pullover jackets to save. I don't know, but and I think the Battle Hawks is great for the city, but it didn't bring a new stadium into it.
It doesn't bring a lot
outside of St. Louis, but it's good to see 40,000 downtown.
I mean, I'd like to go down there, Plowsy, with my Tascam. I don't even think it works anymore. Bring a recorder down there and just do a little interviews outside the stadium as they walk in.
You should do that.
Other than A.J. McCarron, sir, can you name one player on this team? I guarantee you half of them couldn't name a player other than A.J. McCarron.
So, okay, and I get it. So that then gets me into the why it's so popular. I'm not saying it shouldn't be popular. I think the story is you see him going to a Texas market that does not have an NFL team. I'm sure plenty of them are Cowboys fans in the area, and maybe some have adopted the Texans over the last couple of decades. But, that building didn't have anybody in it yesterday. They played at Ford Field to open up the season. That building didn't have many people in it, again, relative to what you get at the Dome. And so I think the story is the why, you know? Yeah, I don't think many people are, like, passionate about it as far as, like, the team, you know, and, like, I don't know. My analogy's always been kind of like the Bills Mafia, even though Buffalo now has a great football team, but it's more about the event and the tailgating and or just, like, having fun at the game than the actual game.
Yeah.
And I think that is what makes it stand out.
Yeah.
And this is what I always was hoping for with the St. Louis Rams, and it just was never going to be that way because they needed the PSL money and the lower bowl. And so the lower bowl was like a morgue a lot of times relative to how great the product was. And, when I would get a chance and Doug would get a chance to travel around the NFL and see buildings, and you'd just be like, holy crap, this is so docile in comparison to other NFL stadiums, much less the aesthetics of it. And now that dome clearly can host a rambunctious group of fans. It's just doing it for a league that, you know, certainly is not as stable as the NFL is.
And I think I was half kidding when I said they just want to now prove to people that, you know, it was a phenomenon. They drew 30,000. They had to open up the upper deck. Now everybody wants to do it because, hey, you know, let's keep doing it. Let's keep showing the XFL or whatever it's called now that we support this team. But I think Jackson's right, too. It's, you know, it's going to be nice weather now. I mean, they're not playing in, you know, when you go to the old football Cardinal games. I mean, you'd be 20-degree weather. Nice weather, tailgate, have some brewskis, you know, barbecue, go inside, have fun. It's just something to do. But I don't think it has anything to do with the product on the field.
Yeah, city games are too expensive to just be like, I have nothing to do. Let's pay upwards of $300 for two tickets to the
different.
City. You know, that's going to be, unless you're, you know, Mr. Licks territory, it's going to be tough to justify that.
Battlehawks in the league did a great job on social media and locally when they relaunched the XFL. That's from Big Tough. I could not agree more with that statement relative to
anything.
2020.
Yeah, going back to like the
talking 2020.
Yeah, the fresh restart.
Right. I haven't seen anything really.
At least that's what I think Big Tough is referencing. Maybe otherwise.
I haven't seen anything promoted now for this year.
He was just kidding. He's always just kidding. That's from the bastard, James.
Well, not everybody's going to show everybody that, hey, we'll support football. But a lot of them are. Now, I feel bad because I said this when he texted me, but when Brian Stahl texted me and says, you guys interested in the Battlehawks? And I said, to what extent?
What?
The tough response text.
Well, I didn't know if he wanted me to.
No follow-up needed.
I don't know if he
not
wanted
the answer I wanted then.
I don't know if he wanted to do a segment every week, if he wanted to bring a player in. I just don't know what the question meant when he said, are you interested in the Battlehawks? I was just asking to what extent. And he didn't get back to me. So we haven't done much of it.
I would say, we've been.
I love Stully. I'll do whatever he wants to help. But I didn't know what he meant by, are you interested in the Battlehawks? Doing a segment every week, bringing in the coach, bringing in a player. I didn't know what he meant, but when I said to
watch him now on the screen,
he didn't reply, and I didn't berate him for that. But
ooh, nice callback.
There's always going to be callbacks.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Dude spits out a dumbass idea, gets called out, says he's just kidding. Rinse, repeat, yawn, just kidding. I mean, it's accurate, but still.
Love you, buddy. It's from Brian Hench.
Who
Colts.
Called me out? When I said that, who called me out?
You kind of
Dogtown Ty, J. Randolph Jr., defending FanPage Club champion. The old "I was just kidding" backtracks hit again. Come collect your winnings, Dogtown Ty.
Well, it was half kidding,
but it was kind of preemptive. Like no one called you out, but you're kind of getting
you
in front of it.
You sensed it.
Yeah, kind of like Nolan Arenado with a pitch. He's just really getting in front of it.
I wanted to compare it to what you and I said about why people are going. You were right on, and I said I'm half kidding when I said they're just going just to show people that we care about football, but. Well, I said half kidding because half of them do go for that reason, not all of them.
We get it, Ken. You don't like the league, but the atmosphere is awesome. It's 40,000-person party, and the team wins. It's going to draw more and more people. It's from the old Appleton stepdad.
That's what I said, I think.
Dude, the two games I went to was rowdy as hell, bro.
That's the thing. So I want to get to the root of it because it truly is it's an anomaly, number one. And secondarily, it's not like people are, you know, at this point, I think going, hey, you know, certainly people chant F. Kroenke and all that stuff outside and sometimes inside, but it's bigger than what it was in 2020. And by that, I mean 2020, I think, was more of a referendum on we're going to show the country, even though nobody was really paying attention, but we're going to show the country that, you know, we support football here. Well, now you're talking about 4 years later. And it's still got this, if anything, I almost feel like it may be more popular, you know?
I think the city of St. Louis resents front office and owners as a whole. I think as of late with the Cardinals, as of late with the Blues, obviously I think Doug Armstrong and Tom Stillman do a phenomenal job with the budget that they're provided. Nonetheless, I think they were slighted by Goodell and they hate Kroenke. They obviously hate Jerry Jones and obviously Hunt to an extent, whoever didn't go to the Chiefs fans. So having it be like owned by The Rock or whatever board of whatever their owner.
Danny Garcia.
There's no individual owner to hate. There's no greed, really. There's no buying of players. There's no one team that's better than the other because you don't know any of the players. That may be the mystique of it all is you're not invested with a bunch of players that are going to other teams or you have an owner that's ready to ship, you know, a team off across the country. I think they like that aspect.
I also think there's a slight correlation because we saw this year Mizzou football was quite good, and St. Louis embraced Mizzou football more so. I mean, Tim, you and I can speak on Balloon Party, where there was much more engagement with Mizzou football talk than there was in years previous because they were good. I think just when you see quality football or, you know, at least a team that's playing well, St. Louis has a real appetite for it because it's such a sports town to embrace those teams as your own. Mizzou saw that in a major way in St. Louis this year. It also helps that they had their three best players offensively from the St. Louis area. But I think that there is a real correlation there because St. Louis loves to root for teams, and when teams are great, they embrace.
We're getting a bunch of texts on the topic. Tim, in all seriousness, I'm a Battlehawk season ticket holder for the following reasons. Number one, it's entertaining football. Number two, it's affordable to see the value is there. $900 for four seats in lower bowl for every game. And number three, the atmosphere is awesome. That is from the 314.
Yeah, you don't have to pay PSLs. You don't have to hand over a bunch of cash.
The other side of it, Hunchback of On Castle says people go to Battlehawks because there isn't much to do in this town when it's below 50 degrees. That's from the Hunchback of On Castle. The mystique of having no idea who the players are was a similar take to when Plowsy described the smell of feces as intoxicating. That's from Strap on 18.
I don't know if I said intoxicating. I always go back to when a doctor told me that whatever you smell, you can taste. And I was like, what about poop? And he goes, you answer that question yourself. I said, oh, God. So if you can smell it, you can taste it. That's the only thing I said about smell. But I think it is. You know, if you don't know any of the players, every player seems exciting. You know, and if you can get used to it being a lesser product than what you were watching in the NFL, maybe not in that dome. I think it's probably equal to what the Rams put out there the last 3 years.
For real. I mean, the crowds have to be comparable, and they're certainly more energetic. Hey, guys, somebody should go down and do a man-on-the-street interview with a Tascam for the Battlehawks. What's that, me? Oh, no, not me. Just somebody should, though. Thanks. That's from Big Tuft.
No, I think I said I should go down there and do it. I won't, but I think I said I should.
I like the honesty there. That was.
Maybe I will.
If you do it, I'll be your one.
When's the next home game?
Oh, wow.
Weekend. If you're serious about it, I will be your one.
Saturday or Sunday?
Let me check on this. Who's coming to town, Jackson?
The Roughnecks, who they already played the Brahmas.
Week four, 2-1 club, the Memphis Showboats this Saturday, 11:30 a.m.
Yeah, a little early.
Yeah. I mean, if they get 40,000 people on a Saturday morning, and the weather's not going to be like, at least the forecast is not for the weather to be great. Yeah, I mean, right now it's showing a high of 63, low of 43. If they get 40,000 people at 11:30 on a Saturday morning in April, I mean,
there's something wrong with the city.
That would be insane. I mean, I keep going back to it that there's what's doing this? What's causing this? And I'm not saying it to mock it. I want to make that clear.
And maybe it's I can ask that question too.
Well, that is the question.
Maybe can you name anybody other than AJ McCarron? But then I ask, what allures you? What is it about this team allures you to come here and root them on 40,000 strong? What is your reasoning for coming?
Battlehawks fans are the type of people who can't leave a mall without getting some Auntie Anne's. That's from Mr. Licks.
Shout out to Plowhawk.
That's me.
Are you having some right now?
Yeah, just an oatmeal cream pie.
Is that number two for the day? You and Saban.
He has two oatmeal cream pies every day?
Every day.
Can somebody tell me where I can find an Otis Spunkmeyer?
Clip that off. Dogtown Ty says, I got $200 that he will not do it. The coming back on time bet I pitched a few weeks ago is also still live if you want the action, Ken. That's from Jennings Randolph Jr. fan page club champion Dogtown Ty.
Well, if you're going to give me $200, I'll go do it.
Dogtown Ty, there you go. There you go. You got $200.
It's an easy $200 for me. I don't know if Jackson wants to get up that early and go down there.
We'll see.
You always like to make love on Saturday mornings.
Cardinals are in town, too.
Hey, honey, I know we don't spend a lot of time together. You don't mind me taking a task down there.
You ever been to the Dome?
Yeah, we may not be able to find a place to park. We just take the TMA van down there and just park wherever we want for a few minutes.
we have jurisprudence for park wherever and that thing?
Any radio thing. You say, hey, we're down here doing a remote and just park right there for about 20 minutes.
I always see the Vemio people car.
Now we got people hating on people who don't like the Chiefs, I guess? Battlehawks fans are former high school football player Hoosiers who hate the Chiefs. That's from the Concord Cock.
Yeah, because the Chiefs wanted us out of town, and they got your dumbass.
Well, everybody wanted
it. Concord Cock takes it.
Game set match for Hunt.
There weren't many people that—
driving 5 hours or 4 hours.
Almost everybody agreed about the move, so they're all going to make money.
Let's see. St. Louis packs our fake Mardi Gras. Of course, we're going to pack the Dome. That's from the total package.
Well, that's fun, at least. I mean, I'm sure the people that go to the Battlehawks have fun. You know, but Mardi Gras is fun.
Dogtown Cy says, if you don't do it, you have to pay me $200 of your own money.
Well, I'm not doing that.
It has now been voided.
I'll call Cletus.
He says this is not a free $200.
Okay. We didn't say that. You said, I'll give you $200 if you do it.
I think he said he would bet you.
All right, but you didn't say what the bet was if I didn't do it.
Well, then it's just kind of implied that you lose the bet, you lose the money. Maybe I'll check with the bookie I placed that bet on the over on City's total if I can get out of it because I didn't understand, along with the other thousands of dollars I've bet with him over the last few
years. Well, I did that once, and my dad was so upset.
Was that about the pick six thing?
No, he had a...
three-way bets.
I mean, he was a bookie, but he had the big guy who was in charge of all the money. His name was Kelly. Gave my dad a nice leather jacket for Christmas one year. But Kelly was out of town, so he let some guy who I never met before take all the bets. I bet six three-team parlays in baseball and something else. I mean, I'm betting over-unders. I'm making a team. I bet six three-teamers. And I lost all six of them. Well, Kelly got back in. He said, so I got you losing 125 over the weekend or 150 over the weekend. I said, 150? I said, I got me winning money. I won two of the parlays. He goes, what? And I just started changing all the bets. He goes, well, here you got the Cardinals over 6.5 and it was 5-0. I said, no, I had under 6.5. I just started changing bets to win. He goes, this is ridiculous. This guy couldn't have made that many mistakes. I said, well, he must have wrote them down wrong. This is what I have, Kelly. He said, all right, just call it even. I don't understand this. My dad goes, what are you doing? I said, I guess the guy wrote them all. He goes, that guy didn't write them all down wrong. He said, you can't bet anymore.
Nice.
Honorable.
So I'm just trying to cheat the guy.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I didn't have the money. I figured I'd win at least one.
Battlehawks games are great. The only problem is Mr. Licks is always trying to clean the luxury box toilets and have conversations. You suck, Licks, and so does your little buddy KG. That is from the Warson Woods Wacko.
St. Louis Chiefs cucks are the type of person that says we when talking about sports teams like they won the Super Bowl themselves. That's from Mrs. Jenny Shanahan.
Does that bother you? Because I know that does bother some people when they say we in terms of their favorite
sports
teams.
I do it a ton.
I remember Mike Claiborne when I was interning at KFNS in 1998. When I first started out, I was saying we. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, just a little tip. You know, you're getting started in the business. That's not considered to be professional if you're talking about a team and you start saying we. So that's, I don't hate it. I just kind of, that's how I know not to do it,
right,
so to speak.
I only kind of do it with Missouri, going to school there. I feel like that gives you a little bit more leeway to say something like we when it's the University of Missouri and you paid them a substantial amount of money to go there. But if it's like the Blues, it's kind of tough to be like we, you know. But I never get on.
It's just an honest mistake. Some people... I still say it. I don't even follow the Cardinals anymore. And every once in a while I'll say, yeah, I don't know what we're doing. Why are we signing these guys? And I catch myself doing it. But
the saying we has nothing on the St. Louis Chiefs fans post-Rams going back to L.A. I don't know if a 30 for 30th needed or a psychological study need to be sent over. I need to know more about that because I don't understand it.
And I don't know what's wrong with it. I mean, you lost your team. Some people just like to have a team to root for on a Sunday afternoon. So, hey, they're in Missouri. It's the closest we're going to get.
Yeah, but they're obnoxious as all hell.
No, I haven't found any that are obnoxious. They're not throwing in your face.
I will tell you off air several that you
I root for Kansas City only because I'm a big Patrick Mahomes fan. I just root for players. I don't really root for teams.
I'll continue to point out, as unfortunate as it may sound, that for a number, like, I mean, my son wasn't even born when the Rams were in St. Louis, both of them. But now he has friends who are big Chiefs fans, and they just associate it with Patrick Mahomes. And I suppose the Missouri thing, you really have to have kind of been following things super closely to know about that committee, which is all we heard about leading up to the Rams leaving St. Louis, and that Clark Hunt voted the way that he did, and Clark Hunt portrayed it differently than what I think the reason was, and it doesn't matter. Either way, they were moving. I mean, it wasn't like Clark Hunt got it through.
Well, you knew
but
they were moving.
What's that?
I mean, you knew they were moving, especially after that town hall where...
Well, I mean, I went to the town halls in Oakland and San Diego, and they were all the same, except at the town hall in Oakland, Mark Davis showed up, and he got a standing ovation.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was at like a theater that kind of reminded me of the Fox Theater. It might be called the Fox Theater. Maybe it was Paramount. I don't know, in downtown Oakland. And, you know, also people were dressed up as their Raider characters as you walk in.
That means you know you're serious.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, can you imagine if Kroenke or Dean Spanos would have gotten on the stage in San Diego?
Or even, like, Demoff.
The San Diego one was Banty AF. I didn't feel safe. And I
really?
Didn't know. Oh, yeah, it was Banty.
Oh, wow.
And I was listening to the one in St. Louis as I was driving from Los Angeles to San Diego.
Emotional.
It was emotional. I remember hearing the emotions. And I was thinking, God, I feel terribly, because Randy Carricker is one of the people who got emotional. I think Big Al. And I go, I feel so badly for these guys because this is all a sham. They're just checking the box of their own guidelines for litigation reasons. And Eric Grubman.
The no soul genius.
So said the exact same thing at every town hall meeting. That we don't want any franchises to move. And I remember the NFL spokesperson, I think his name's Brian McCarthy, and I was on stage in, I don't know if it was San Diego or L.A. or Oakland after the town hall. And he goes, hey, what's going on, Tim? I'm Brian McCarthy. I said, oh, nice to meet you. He goes, you have some very interesting Twitter observations. And I'm like, is this like your way of saying you know what I say? I mean, I ain't scared, if that's what you're trying to do. I don't know. Kind of like when Demoff let me know where his favorite pizza place was in Oakland to let me know that I was...
Yeah, right.
That he knew what I was doing. I'm like, all right. Yeah.
These guys,
And what is this? Like, fake mafia?
Well, you didn't hide it. You let people know what you're doing.
Whatever, anyway.
Radio casino.
Wacko is the type of guy who thinks being a member at the Elks Lodge is the same as being a member at a a private club. It's basically a rebranded VFW. You suck, you 10%er. That's from Mr. Licks. I don't know what this is all about. There's an Elks Lodge reference.
Well,
about the Elks Lodge over by Belle Reve? Mm. There's an Elks Lodge there where they were having parking for the PGA Championship.
Nothing wrong with that. That's an open bar. I mean, that's a bar open to the public, too.
Beautiful lawn in front of it.
Yeah, and Licks does it. I don't know where you belong. I don't think you belong to a country club.
We're talking about now. We're talking about Licks?
Yeah, I think we know that he belongs to Algonquin. Where do you belong?
Mr. Licks, you can call in. You're behind Dover Soul, 636-900-4TMA. Hey, Tim, I made some bets once, but then changed them. So my dad said I can't bet anymore. And apparently that's the end of the story. That's from the birthday.
That was
birthday.
The end of the story. That was pretty much the end of the story.
You have to question the note-keeping of the person's comment when you say all of these bets were wrong.
Yeah.
I have to look the bookie in the eye and be like, hey.
Kelly was mad at me.
Let me tell people about Longo Biggs. And by the way, Jackson, Longo Biggs, Doug Biggs texted me, and he is not happy with you for picking Mark Milton, another attorney, to win the Jay Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. You did, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I was just being object. You know, I was just as a broadcaster.
Well, he just feels like he is due, and this is his time.
Never seen him play, so I couldn't speak with confidence. I've seen Mark Milton play.
So I don't know if you were to run. I don't know where you guys could fit in on the bracket. But he's got something for you is what he's got.
All right. It was no slight meant.
If you are injured in a car accident, you need an attorney. You need the best one that you can find. If any of my family or friends are ever injured in an accident, I want them to call Doug Biggs and CD Longo at Longo Biggs Injury Law. In a personal injury case, there can be a substantial amount of money on the line. And these guys know how to get you every last dollar possible. They're smart, they're tough, and they're aggressive. They routinely get high-dollar settlements, $100,000, $500,000, million-dollar settlements, you name it. They've gotten it while fighting for their clients. They're not a churn-and-burn type of law firm. With Doug and CD, you won't be just another file lost in the shuffle. If you have questions about your case, you'll talk to Doug or CD personally, and they will handle every aspect of your case the entire way. They'll get to know you, and you'll get to know them as well. They're online at longobiggs.com. LONGOBIGGS.com. That's longobiggs.com. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements. Jackson, could you tell us about St. Louis Hair Restoration?
Certainly, Tim. St. Louis Hair Restoration has helped me out. They've helped Doug out. As you can see, anytime Doug is on camera, you can tell the difference in his hair from just a year ago. And if you look at me here, I've had a lot of problems in the crown region and the hairline. But thanks to St. Louis Hair Restoration, they helped me out. They got me on that finasteride, which I take every single morning. Helps with some of the hair loss. And then that laser cap I wear for 6 minutes a night really helped with that crown region I was talking about. And they can help you out as well at St. Louis Hair Restoration. Go in there to get free hair consultation. They'll tell you what the best treatment plan for your hair is going forward. And if you mention TMA, $250 off of a hair treatment, just like the FUE procedure Doug got. And you can tell the difference right there. It's not a question of if it'll work. It works. It's just what you possibly need in terms of a hair treatment. They can help you out over at St. Louis Hair Restoration.
There it is, St. Louis Hair Restoration. Jackson and Doug, both clients. I might be. I still am deciding.
Don't do it, Tim. Just try it.
Well, it's not necessarily when you try like a meal.
But I mean, they can
commitment.
They can look at you and let you know, hey.
I know.
It'd be good for you.
I know. Transform your story at Illinois Recovery Center. At Illinois Recovery Center, the team believes in the strength of every individual's journey to recovery. Whether you're taking the first step or choosing your path, the IRC's dedicated team's here to support you. So why choose Illinois Recovery Center? It's a holistic healing approach, expert care and guidance, safe and welcoming environment, tailored programs for lasting recovery, and a top-notch facility and accommodation. The IRC builds the unwavering determination to thrive beyond the shadows of the past. Whether you've made the life-saving choice to seek help on your own or you want to be prepared for the other end of an addiction intervention with a loved one, the chance to learn about addiction recovery is available to you at the Illinois Recovery Center in Swansea. If you or someone you know wants more information about the Illinois Recovery Center, please call 888-472-9559 or visit IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com. That's the Illinois Recovery Center, loyal TMA sponsor. 2060 Digital is a company that is tied to Hubbard. It's a sister company of Hubbard Radio. And if you are looking to get your business off the ground in today's fast-paced world of digital marketing,
Making meaningful connections with your audience can be a daunting challenge for any business. But what if there was a place where connections aren't just made but nurtured for growth? Enter 2060 Digital. Our sister company, backed by a 100-year-old media empire, just like the 105.7 The Point team. If you're a business owner or marketer seeking more strategic ways to reach and engage customers, look no further than 2060 Digital with 12 years of expertise. 2060 specializes in simplifying the complexities of digital marketing. Our team demystifies the process by transforming it from a challenge into an opportunity for your business. Whether it's enhancing your brand's online presence, optimizing digital campaigns, or increasing customer engagement, 2060 is here to propel your business forward. Think your business has room to grow? Let 2060 Digital prove it to you. Visit 1057thepoint.com/2060digital to request a complimentary digital audit today. That's 2060 Digital. Send your emails in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email today, which comes your way at 9:45. The great James Carlton is going to be in studio in the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour. Jackson and I will head down the hallway to deal with the situation. And that situation is called Balloon Party, and it airs from 10 to 11 on 101 ESPN, and you can watch it and participate in the YouTube chat. It is Balloon Party on 101 ESPN. 9:03 in St. Louis. We close out the 8 o'clock hour and get ready for our Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour. This is TMA presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.